This is Bill Powers with MiningStockEducation.com, showing you an actual example of how you can turn $5,000 into $200,000 in only 8 months through investing in junior mining companies. The junior mining sector has one of the most explosive upside potentials of all investment possibilities. When the investor invests at the right time, with the right commodity, with the right mineral deposit, with the right company, with the right management, life-changing profits can be experienced in a relatively short amount of time. Legendary investor Jim Rogers was able to retire at age 37 in 1980 after 12 years of successful commodity investing, all the while the Dow dropped 20% over the same period of time. When it comes to mining stock investing, knowledge is the key difference between those who will lose most or all of their investment and those who multiply their investment 10, 50, 100, even 1,000 times or more. Those that are willing to study, research, and learn about the junior resource sector, particular commodities and their price trends, as well as individual companies before investing, dramatically increase the possibility of experiencing the lifestyle-altering gains of the junior resource sector. Jim Rogers has said that there is no better motivator to be a fast study of the commodities market than the prospect of making some money. And the prospect of making significant amounts of money in the natural resource sector is truly outsized. One such opportunity to multiply your money by about 40 times in just 8 months occurred last year in the first half of 2016. But before I show you this past opportunity, I want to lift up the fact that those that identified that opportunity beforehand did two critical things necessary to successful mining stock investing. First, find a commodity at or near the bottom of the boom-bust cycle. The mining industry is very cyclical and goes through multi-year boom and bust cycles. Second, find a quality early-stage exploration company with huge upside potential to invest in. Now, the commodity we will look at is silver. Silver is both an investment and an industrial metal. It has precious and strategic functions. It is held as a store of wealth, as well as used in many of our electrical devices. As you can see from this chart showing the last 100 years of silver prices, the metal can go through dramatic parabolic rises followed by steep, nose-diving crashes. In April 2011, silver peaked just shy of $50 an ounce, and over the next 4.5 years fell all the way to under $14 an ounce at the end of 2015. This 72% decline in price decimated the share price of the mining companies, destroyed investor sentiment in the sector, and left the silver miners at what many analysts considered historical all-time low valuations. Just at the time when many silver investors had given up, the price began to steadily rise from December 2015 lows of under $14 an ounce all the way up to $21 an ounce in the summer of 2016. This 50% rise in silver's price per ounce caused many mining shares to rocket up 5 to 10-fold or even more. One such stock I owned, First Majestic Silver, rose from $2.40 a share on January 20th, 2016, all the way to $19.15 a share on August 10th, 2016. That's an 8-fold increase in less than 7 months for a stock traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Another stock I was considering but didn't buy in January of 2016 rose 5 times as much as First Majestic Silver rose during the same period of time. First Majestic increased 8-fold, while this silver exploration company increased nearly 40-fold. The company was Silvercrest Metals. For the record, it's not a stock that I currently own or have owned within the last year. It's a stock that I wish I bought when I considered it back in January of 2016 at just 8 cents per share before its meteoric rise. But I lift it up as an example opportunity for outsized gains in the junior mining sector that can be seized by the diligent investor. Silvercrest is a silver exploration company. After First Majestic Silver acquired Silvercrest's predecessor, Silvercrest Mines, in late 2015, Silvercrest was spun out as a silver exploration company. The company from its inception fit many of the characteristics of a high-quality junior exploration company. It had experienced management, and the management owned a large percentage of its shares. It had successful natural resource-focused institutional investors like Sprott Asset Management as large shareholders. Its properties were in a safe jurisdiction, Mexico, and those properties were located in historic mining districts with traditionally high grades of silver. Silvercrest was in a good financial position, and it was exploring for a metal that was at a cyclical bottom and that would soon be rising in price. January 2016 was the perfect time to purchase shares of Silvercrest for the astute investor, as the following months would confirm. As the price of silver rose, investor interest flooded back into the market, which drove the share price upward. An exploration company is priced in the market according to the perceived value of its already discovered mineral resources and/or the hoped value of the mineral deposit that it's trying to find. Speculators seeking unusually high returns flock to exploration companies, hoping to purchase shares before the actual mineral discoveries are made. As Silvercrest announced new drilling programs, its share price rose. Then as Silvercrest released multiple favorable results of the drilling programs over spring and into the summer of 2016, its share price continued to climb, probably getting ahead of itself, until it finally peaked at $3.13 on September 6, 2016. Silvercrest stock rose almost 40 times in less than 8 months, from 8.38 cents a share to $3.13 a share. Now, assuming that there was the necessary market liquidity to enter at or near the January 20th low of 8.38 cents and exit at or near the September 6th high of $3.13, and assuming you timed the trade perfectly, you could have turned a $5,400 investment into over $200,000. Many have a hard time believing you can turn $5,000 into $200,000 in less than 8 months, but I just showed you how. And this is just one example opportunity of how one can profit greatly from the junior resource sector. And there are many more opportunities available to those who are willing to learn, invest, and profit from mining stocks. Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.